I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. We've got a lot to cover today, so much to cover today, but it's going to be a great session because we're talking about a really, really cool topic, which is how can you take your side hustle, like your side job, like you're building websites for people, but you're just kind of doing it on the side, but you love it. It's really fun. How can you take that and replace your full-time job with it? So like, how can you turn your side hustle into your full-time job in as little time as possible? That's what we're going to be talking about, because it's a really different procedure today to make this happen compared to even just a short while ago. And so we're going to be talking about three things today. And I'm really excited about it, because if you do these three things, you can make this transition in just a matter of weeks. You know, you can, like, I've seen people, you know, earn, you know, over $50,000 of new business in as little as, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, things like that. And not just one time have I seen it. I've seen that happen multiple times. And when you make a shift like this, it is groundbreaking. It is a revolutionary, fundamentally different way of driving business into your business. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be going over three things. And just to give you a quick preview, the first thing we're going to be talking about is changing your marketing, like changing the way you talk about your business, the way that you talk about what you do, who you help, the kind of work that you do, that kind of thing. And then we're going to talk about lead generation, because, you know, all businesses are tired of hearing about, do you need a new website? You know, getting cold emails, cold calls, you know, hanging out on job boards and things like that. It's just tired. It's worn out. The prices are falling through the floor. If you really want to be serious about this business and actually create a sustainable amount of revenue for yourself that you can actually live on, you're going to have to change the way you go about generating leads so that you rise above the noise of all of that stuff. So we're going to be talking about that. And then the third thing is the business structure side of it, because I talk to a lot of people with regard to their business structure, and most people don't have a business structure. They just take in anybody doing whatever at any price, doing anything. And that's a big problem. And so we're going to be talking about why that's a problem and how you can be more intentional about that, so that, you know, when you look down the road, like 6 months from now, when you look back at where you are today, you can say, hey, look, you know what? I'm really developing in the direction that I need to be going in order to hit the goals that you have in mind. And that takes a significant degree of intentionality. And a lot of times people don't really think about that. They think, well, I just need some clients for now. I got to get somebody in my portfolio. I got to have, you know, some work to show people. And, you know, anybody who's willing to work with me for now, that's what I'll do for now. And, you know, maybe I'll even charge half price for now because I just got to get rolling. And then, you know, later on, you know, I'll change my pricing and I'll put some thought into the actual structure of the business later on. And so those are like the three big things that we're going to be diving into, because these are the three secrets. Like if you're literally serious about doing this as your business, like being a business owner, like running your own business, you have to make these three shifts. Otherwise, you just end up in the sea of everybody else doing all the same things. And it's you know, the pricing is a problem, marketing is a problem, generating leads is a problem, writing, everything becomes a big problem if you don't make these shifts. So let's dive into it and start looking at each of those three sections kind of in more detail. And then we'll kind of take it from there. So the first big section that I want to talk about is results-driven marketing, or just marketing in general, and making a shift towards results-driven marketing rather than service-driven marketing. So what I mean by that is, like, if someone asks you, like, what do you do? Like, what's your job? Like, what do you have to offer? You want the results to be what you're talking about, not the services. So you don't want to be out there saying, I build websites, I do photography, I do pay-per-click campaigns, I do Google AdWords, I do whatever. You don't want to list those services, because everybody is listing those services. It's like, that's what people all over the place are listing. You're just kind of adding more background noise to the already loud, you know, marketplace. And so nobody's going to hear your voice. You're going to be blending in with everybody if that's what your marketing is all about. And so let's dive into that a little bit more deeply. So what's the deal? Like, service-driven marketing is, you know, first of all, it's really limiting. It's limiting because it takes a lot of different services to like pull together what you actually want to do for somebody. Because, I mean, depending on how you want to talk about your business, you can really break your services down into lots of very individual incremental types of things. And so how do you decide even which services to even say? Like, do you say, you know, I just build websites? Because that's not all you do. You know, I'm sure you know, what if you write copy? What if you do photography? What if you can do videography? What if you can do branding? What if you can do, you know, all kinds of things? So which of the services do you list? And so in order to kind of have a marketing pitch that you can actually take out and talk to people about, that's going to be an issue because, you know, how do you decide which to say? So then you might say, well, I'll just say everything. And then, of course, if it's not going to be limiting, then it becomes overwhelming. So service-driven marketing tends to be really overwhelming because if you're trying to overcome the limitations of like listing your individual services, you then begin having to teach people what the actual services are that you're going to be offering so that they can understand why they need them. And of course, that's kind of a losing battle too, because most people aren't sitting around thinking, man, I really wish I had, you know, some more compelling, you know, call to action buttons on my landing pages. And nobody thinks that. And so, you don't want to be trying to market in a way that isn't really resonating with people, because again, that just throws you into the marketplace of everybody doing the same thing, and you're just another person doing all of the same things. So that's going to be a really big problem. And you don't want to be out there like teaching people what the services are so that then they feel like they might need them. And so that's kind of what service-driven marketing looks like. And it hopefully that kind of unpacks a bunch of the reasons why it's not a very effective approach anymore. Whereas perhaps it used to be in the past. The shift then is you need to set yourself apart by offering something different and offering some type of results, like offering what it is that you actually deliver in terms of the outcomes that people get from it. And when you shift like that, then you're really setting yourself apart in a fundamentally different way. Oh, by the way, another thing that just popped into mind was, when you're out there doing like that service marketing, like you're marketing the services that you offer to people, another problem with that is price comparison. It's like, how do you charge more than someone else who says they do the same service? And keeping in mind that the way that you think about your services compared to the way that lower priced people offer services, that's not the same as how your client looks at your services and how your client looks at the other lower priced services. They have a much lower level of technical expertise, and therefore they're not able to evaluate your services with the same degree of precision that maybe you would be able to evaluate someone else's, like a competitor's services. So what that means is people tend to price shop and they say, well, you know, this guy will build my website for $500 and this other guy's selling $5,000 websites. Like, what gives? How can that be? Or whatever it might be, whether it's logo design, branding design, videography, photography, SEO, you know, Facebook ads, whatever services that you're offering, if the price on your service is different from the price on someone else's service, people aren't able to distinguish the value of the services apart from the pricing. So you end up with these price wars, which is, of course, why when you go out there in the marketplace, like we're talking about, you know, the prices are falling through the floor because everybody knows that. Everybody knows that everyone's doing the same thing. And so they begin to try to lower their pricing to try to compete. And so that becomes an issue, that becomes one of the problems. And so the solution is to figure out what outcome you can generate. Like, what can you do for your clients? Like, combine all that, all of those services together and figure out, well, what is the result of all of that? Like, what can you do? What problem can you solve? Like, what results are you delivering to your client? And market that rather than the individual incremental services that make that thing up. And here are the benefits of doing that. So when you make that shift to like the results-oriented marketing, then you do some really cool things. First of all, you don't have to dive down deep into the weeds in order to explain all the technical details of what it takes to pull everything together. And so that means it's much less overwhelming. Like, you don't have to overwhelm clients with all of this technical stuff that you're going to be doing because you're talking about what they get out of it. You're talking about the results of all of that. And so that's a huge shift right off the bat. So you're not overwhelming clients. Another thing that changes is you're not saying the same things as everybody else anymore. You're not talking about the individual technical services. You're literally saying different words. And when you say different words, that puts you in a totally different category. So now you're setting yourself apart. You're distinguishing yourself from everyone else. You know, you're set apart from the pack. And that's a very good thing, because it also means the price shopping problem goes away, meaning that, you know, if somebody is looking at what you're saying, because you're saying different things, you can put different pricing on it without pricing yourself out of the market, because, you know, your potential clients who are looking at what you're offering will then go in and try to find what you're offering somewhere else, and they can't, because you're packaging things together in a different way, saying different words, and the focus is on the results of what you're doing, not the individual services that you're offering. And so that distinguishes you in a dramatic way. And so that's the idea behind like results-driven marketing. And that's the first shift that you really need to make. That's like the first secret to like taking your business out of like, you know, part-time, side job, side hustle kind of status, and into like, hey, yeah, this is gonna be my job. This is gonna be my serious business that's gonna support me and my family. And it's gonna be, you know, that's the thing. Like, you can do that. And so so that's the first shift that you need to make. And this also allows you to combine, and this is something I'm gonna touch on here in just a second, but when you shift your marketing in this direction, it of course changes the types of leads that you attract, which we're gonna talk about next. But the other cool thing about it is it enables you to package together all of your skills, like all of your knowledge and skills that you have, in a way that can enable you to drive the best results for your clients. And that obviously is another huge distinctive, because what I'm finding most of the time, and you'll probably find this to be true too, most of the time, if you are in this like passive lead generating mode where you're just waiting for referrals and things like that, a lot of times people will come to you and ask you to do something for them, but it only requires a little bit, like a sliver of the types of things that you could be doing. It's just like a cross section of what you could be offering if you packaged everything together that you know how to do. And that becomes a big problem with regard to distinguishing yourself from other people. So for example, if somebody's asking you to do just one little small thing, and then they're comparing that to the same little small thing that someone else can do, then it's very difficult to set yourself apart, because you're only talking about a little bit of what you can do. And you have the potential to do a lot more than that. And who knows what the other person's doing? Maybe that little sliver's all they can do, you know, so they don't have, you know, the full breadth of knowledge and experience that maybe you have. And so that's another big issue. So when you change the way that you do your marketing, it fundamentally changes everything about your business kind of from the top down. And that goes into step two. So step two is generating leads. So the first thing that we talked about is the marketing, right? And so what I mean by that is, how do you describe yourself? What do you say? What are the details of what you're offering? Like, and most of that is mental, like in your own mind, on your own website, you know, the words that come out of your mouth when you're talking to somebody, that kind of stuff. And that's different from actually interacting with people, generating leads. And that's step two. So you take the marketing and then you say the marketing to the people. And so that's the next thing that's really the big shift, which is, so what you want to do is you want to make a shift towards what I call active lead generation, as opposed to passive lead generation. So what's the difference between active and passive lead generation? So you have to shift away from like passive lead generation so that you can be on offense with regard to your business, with regard to like who you're attracting into your business. So what is passive lead generation? What that means is, if you find yourself waiting like for word of mouth referrals, or if you're hanging out like on job boards, like on Upwork or Fiverr, or like, you know, posting ads on Craigslist, or just kind of like hanging out in the pack, or, you know, something like that, then what you're doing is you're just hoping someone calls, or hoping someone finds your business, or you know, they're already putting out a request for proposal, and you're just kind of, you know, like in the feeding frenzy, nibbling away at the food, get, you know, thrown out into the waters. And that's really a passive thing. Another thing that I also consider passive is like cold calls, cold emails. You're doing something. So it's not quite passive in the sense of there's physical activity. I mean, you're making calls, you're sending emails, but it's like mentally passive, I guess is what I mean by that. Meaning that, you know, you're not putting a whole lot of thought into who you're reaching out to. You just want somebody to hire you to build a website, you know, that kind of a thing. And so the reason that all of those things are kind of bundled together into this passive, you know, lead generation concept is because you're on defense all the time. You're constantly reacting to what other people are doing, and you're not on offense, taking something that's really powerful to the people that you know that you can help. And those are that's the big shift, because if when you're reacting, like if you're waiting for a referral, who knows what the referral wants? Like who knows what kind of business they have? Who knows what kind of personality they have? Which is what we're going to talk about here in a minute too, with regard to like, what are you doing to actually put into your business? Like, how are you building the business? What's the business structure? And so that's part of the issue. So when you're always in this passive, reactive only kind of mode, it's like you don't have control over the people you attract. You don't have any control over how often you attract them. So then the feast or famine problem becomes a really big deal. Sometimes you get a big chunk of people. Sometimes there's this famine mode where there's nothing in between. You know, there's unreliable income with all of that. How do you know if what they're going to ask you to do is something that you're even good at? Like, what if they ask you to do something that's kind of on the fringe of, you know, maybe you don't even want to do it, but then you say yes anyway because you need the work, but you know kind of in the back of your mind that you're not really the best person for the job. And if it wasn't for the money, you probably would have referred them to your friend or whatever. You know, you don't want to be in that situation. You know, you don't want to be in the situation where you are like, you know, have you ever been like in a meeting and like there's this running joke that kind of goes around where people are like, yeah, whatever a client says, just say yes in the meeting, Google it later, you know, figure out how to actually do it. Because of course you can figure it out. I mean, there's nothing new on the internet. Of course you can figure it out in time. And so just say yes and then, you know, figure it out later. But that's a really crappy position to be in because there's probably people that are better at that thing than you are, and you're probably better at other things than that thing. And wouldn't it be better if you actually took the stuff that you were awesome at, put that together, and started attracting leads that wanted that thing so that you knew right off the bat, before we even talked, that you had a really, really powerful solution for people and that you really believed in what you are going to be presenting. And think about the difference in how that feels. Like, think about what it feels like when you're sitting in a meeting and people are like either looking at you as if you're almost not even there and that you're just like the technical implementer of all the things that come out of their minds. And then you're thinking, well, good grief, I don't know if I can do that. I've never done that before. I mean, I haven't done that in a long time. I don't even know how to, you know, I'm not familiar, whatever. You know, all of these doubts start coming to mind. As opposed, but yet you have to put on your face that, hey, you know, I believe in it. I know how to do it. Yeah, we can do all of that. Like, imagine how that feels. Like, maybe you've been in a meeting like that recently. Think about how you felt in that situation. And then compare that to how it would feel if, you know, you knew exactly what to do. You had a really strong understanding of what needed to be done. You knew for a fact that you could help somebody. And that when they hired you, they were hiring the best possible person for what they needed. And it would be the best decision they've ever made for their business because they're getting exactly what they need and what you have to offer. And imagine how that feels and how you feel when you present from that perspective and the different energy that you bring to the meeting, to the relationship, when you come with that degree of leadership and that degree of confidence and that degree of integrity compared to all, kind of faking it on the front and figuring it out later. So that's the shift. Like when you make that active lead generation shift, what you're doing is you're getting out of just reacting all the time and into a situation where you're actively pursuing the people you know that you can serve the best. And so here's a couple of, let me give you like it looks like I wrote some notes down, like five different things for why, you know, you want to make this shift. And one of the reasons is you never have to wonder if you're the best person for the job because you're only offering the stuff that you're awesome at doing. And that's a huge win. And you're setting yourself you're setting yourself up for success. You're setting your clients up for success. You know, like that's a really big component. Like when you're always reacting to things, you're not setting yourself up for success. In fact, what you're doing is you're exposing yourself to potential failure because you don't know what people are going to ask for. And so what you want to do is you want to set yourself up for the most success possible, not just for you, but for your clients too. You want to set your clients up for success. And by doing that, you change the tides, you turn the tables, whatever the analogy is. It's a fundamentally different approach to attracting and winning and working with clients, because you're only offering the stuff that you feel really, really good about, that you feel awesome about. And that's that sets things up for success, because you know for a fact that you're really good at that stuff. And on top of that, you're bundling together all of the different things that you know how to do. So back when we were just talking about before, about like if you find yourself kind of in the sea of everybody kind of all saying the same stuff, then what will happen is, or like if you're being reactive, like you get a referral and they're like, hey, can you do this one little thing for me? And then of course you think to yourself, well, yeah, I could do that little thing, but what you really need is this bigger thing, but they're not in the position to receive what you're saying because they're in control of everything and you're just reacting to what they're saying. And you know that they could be doing better, but you can't make that shift because the whole process, you're not in the leadership position there. You're just kind of implementing. You're just kind of doing what people say. And that's a big problem. And so wouldn't it be better for you and for your client to kind of turn that around and be like, hey, you know what? Let me pursue the people I know that I can help the best, people that are looking for more than just a little sliver of what I can do, but the full power of what you could possibly be delivering so that you can drive these really great results for your clients. And that's a huge shift. Most people don't do that. Most people are kind of in reactive mode all the time, hoping that someone asks them to do something. And then they try to do their best job on that little sliver. And that's kind of their whole business. And that's why they stay like a little sliver of a business, as opposed to really growing and actually, you know, building up a business that means something, because you're taking into account all of the things that you know how to do. That's a really big difference. It's a huge difference. And that's one of the reasons you want to shift into this active lead generation situation, as opposed to always being on defense. And so we already talked about, so you never have to say yes now and figure it out later. That's another thing. And here's the last thing that I wanted to point out about this active lead generation, which is you don't have to worry about the people that you're doing work with. Like if somebody sends you a referral, how do you know if you even like the person? How do you know if it's going to be a good fit? How do you know if that's going to be what you really want when it comes to building your business? And that's the third thing that we really need to talk about here, which is, okay, so it's one thing to do the marketing, you know, and make a shift there. So now you're talking about your business in a different way. And then it's another thing to go out and say, okay, well, now that we're talking about the business in this results-oriented way, let's go find the people that want those results and offer your business to them. Like offer you, like say, this is what I can do. Like offer your results to the people that want that type of outcome. That puts you on offense, where you're now finding the right types of people to work with. And then is the third thing. The third thing is, as you're building the business, you want to make sure that you're making this shift from like the one and done projects into these high value, long-term relationships, because that's what you really want for your business structure. And there's a couple of good reasons why. Let me get to like four or five reasons why you want to make that shift. You know, the first reason behind the business structure side of things is you want to be intentional about the business that you're building, so that when you look back at the work that you're doing, like as you look back at the progress that you're making, it's lining up with what you actually have in mind as your dream job. So like when we first started talking today, we said, what are the secrets of taking your side hustle and transforming that into your dream job and doing it as quickly as possible? Well, the concept of dream job has a lot of things in kind of packed into it that people don't oftentimes think through up front. And instead, up front, they think through, how can I get this off the ground? How can I find clients? You know, how can I just kind of do, you know, frenzied cheap work for as many people as possible, for as cheap as possible, to build up my portfolio? And they don't tend to think about, well, what do I really want my business to look like, you know, around Christmas time, you know, by the end of the year? What do I want my business to look like this time next year? You know, where do I want to be going like 5 years from now? Like, you know, how do I want to be progressing? Because there's a lot of things that are packed into that. Like, for example, you know, what are your revenue goals? Like, what are your income goals? Two different, slightly different things. You know, revenue would be just how much money your business generates. Income would be more like how much it generates for you. Because like, what if you're outsourcing? What if you have other employees? What if you're scaling to like an agency and you've got other overhead? Revenue and income begin to diverge a little bit in those situations. But you know, what does that look like? Like, what do you want your financial situation to look like? You know, that's a big part of it, right? That's maybe even the biggest part. Like, if you can't sustain it financially, how are you supposed to keep doing it? And then another question is like, what types of clients do you want to work with? I mean, are there, and that kind of comes in two roles, like the type of work and the type of people. because you want to be doing stuff that you know something about, that you like, and that you want to keep doing, and that, you know, if you had clients in these different, you know, in these different marketplaces, that you would feel happy about doing the work. And, you know, that's, but what if, imagine if you had a bunch of clients and they all did something that you didn't even care about, and you were just sitting there, you know, building these websites kind of mindlessly, just kind of waiting for people to tell you what to do, and you just did the thing, as opposed to how it would feel if you really felt like you were part of it, like you were helping people get their health back, or helping people, you know, with what, you know, have a really great experience at a restaurant and you love the restaurant, or, you know, helping somebody, you know, whatever the work might be, if you really liked it. You know, like, I tend to work with a lot of medical professionals, and, you know, with diet and health and exercise, and, you know, people are legitimately getting their lives back, which is something that's really fun to be part of. And so imagine that compared to if somebody's just like, whatever, you know, doing stuff that you don't even care about. And so that's part of the equation. That's what you want to be thinking about when you're building, like when you're taking on new work and new clients, do they match what you want to be working on? You have to think that through so that you can do better work, so that you stay motivated, so that when you look back at the clientele that you're building up, that you like it. And on top of that, that they're agreeable people to work with. You like them because you want the long-term relationship. You don't want the one and done. You don't want to be like, oh, well, I'll just deal with this guy for now, because, you know, 6 weeks from now, we'll never hear from one another again, and it'll all be over. You don't want that. You don't want that at all. You because you can't generate results for people in 6 weeks online. You have to set up two phases of your relationship: the build out phase, where you put the tools in place that actually do the things that they need, and then you use the tools. So you have to have all of that in order to be set up for success, like we were just talking about. So you want to be thinking about, like, am I going to enjoy the type of work that I'm doing and the people that I'm working with? Then you also have things like your work-life balance. It's like, you know, how much time do you have to spend to be able to make all of this happen? Like, it's one thing to make $10,000 per month, you know, with a regular full-time job. It's another thing to make $10,000 per month when you're working like 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's like, that's out of balance. You don't want to sustain that. So, like, the main thing that I help people do is, you know, if you want to add an extra 5 or 10 grand per month consistently with the clients that you're working on, that's what I help people do, because the work-life balance is a really big component to that. And the shift is, once you have these long-term, you know, high-value clients where you're building out the tools and then you're using the tools month to month after that, then so much more of your time becomes billable time. So much more. Like, I would say that you can realistically get to the point where more than half of your workday is billable time. So what I tend to, when I'm working with the double stackers, like in the double stack program, like the starting point is to try to get a client on board for about 10 hours a month, you know, per month. I didn't say per week, 10 hours per month. That's like 2.5, maybe 2 to 3 hours per week in that area. And, you know, you charge about $850 for it every month. So that relationship alone, just on the retainers, over $10,000, like $10,200 per year, if you have that 12-month relationship of just $850 per month. And the cool thing about that is, if you had, say, 5 clients just at that introductory level, just on the retainer alone, you've upped your revenue by over $50,000 over the course of a year working on 5 clients. And that's 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's a work-life balance anybody can. That's like part-time. That's great. And then you could say, well, you know, that's enough to really get me going now. What, you know, let's do more. Like, can I scale it to 10 clients? And of course, yes is the answer, because that's just 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And that's what I call the sweet spot. Like, when you get to that point where you're billing out 5 billable hours a day, 5 days a week, with, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of 5 to 10 total clients, on retainers alone, you've scaled to over $100,000. That's the goal. That's what the double stackers are doing. That's how I built my business. That's how I'm recommending that you do yours as well, because you cut out the most expensive, frustrating component of your whole business, which is the client acquisition component of it. I mean, it's hard to find clients, and there's a lot of work and time involved in going to networking meetings and, you know, trying to, you know, figure out how long do you have to wait for a referral, and then how many proposals are you going to write before somebody finally says yes, and how do you know what to price all that stuff? And like, there's all of this, you know, non-billable work that's going on messing you up. And so if you can take a lot of that and throw it away and replace it with billable time, now you have the capacity to scale to a six-figure business by yourself. And then if you want to scale even beyond that, like, I'm working with one guy in the double stack program who's on track to be making over $200,000 a year this year. He's made over $70,000 over the last 6 weeks. And with that kind of a shift, doing these things. And the reason that you can make a shift of that magnitude is because you're not wasting your time doing all of this free work, burning yourself out, which of course doesn't generate results for anybody. It doesn't generate results for you because you're burning yourself out doing free work for clients that you don't even have yet. And it's not actually helping anyone. You're not taking your skill set and applying it to people that actually need the help. You're out there kind of spinning your wheels, you know, furiously to try to make something happen, which isn't helping you and it's not helping anyone else either. And the shift is, if you could just have, you know, 5 to 10 clients, you could be making $100,000 a year. Because here's what will happen. What will happen is maybe you start out at like $850 per month, 10 hours per month. That's like 2.5 hours a week. And then, you know, people will see some results come in and then they'll say, hey, you know what? You know, I don't need, you know, 10 hours a month. I need like 10 hours a week, which by the way, is still not that much time. Like a part-time job is like 20 hours a week. So this is like a quarter-time job working with one of your clients. But when somebody makes that kind of a shift, that's like the equivalent of like 4 of the introductory level clients. So now you only need like 5 or 6 clients and you're scaling up to, you know, $100,000 a year just off 5 or 6 clients. And then what if another client says, hey, you know, right off the bat, I know up front that, you know, 2-3 hours a week isn't going to cut it. We have a lot more going on. Can you do more? And then you'll be able to kind of walk up that ladder and you just don't need that many clients. That means you don't have to constantly hunt for clients. It means you don't have to worry about generating like a consistent lead flow of clients because you keep working with the clients you already have. And that's the business structure that enables you to get to the point where you're making a really profitable business for yourself. But it's not just about that. You're doing it in a way that drives the best results for your clients because you're giving them access to you and all of the things that you're the best at doing, which is exactly what they actually need, which is why they became your client in the first place. So another good point about this is so we talked about how the recurring revenue is baked in to the whole idea. It's not the one and done project. It's ongoing long-term relationships. We talked about kind of what that looks like in terms of the dollars and the time. And you're setting yourself up to give yourself the best opportunity to really be successful at all this stuff. And you're doing it in a way that not only drives great results for you and your business, but even above and beyond that, it's actually the best possible solution for your client. They don't want, I mean, imagine if you were trying to hire yourself. Would you want somebody who is like cutting corners and, you know, charging lower rates just to get the work and, you know, somebody that knew they could be doing more for you, but they're not, you know, you don't want that. Nobody wants that. What you really want is somebody says, hey, here's what you really need for the kind of success that you're looking for. And these three shifts that we just went through are the shifts that it takes to make this happen for yourself. You have to change the way that you talk about what you're doing. You can't just talk about these bland technical services. You have to make that shift towards results-based marketing. And then you need to take those results and get active about your lead generation. You know, say who wants these kinds of results and then take that and offer it to those people and be active about it. Start getting something done for yourself. You know, take control of it. Be in control of getting the types of people that you want to be working with. And when you do those two things, then you begin to shift the way that your business structure works. And you've got that long-term high-value relationship going and you cut out all of the frivolous wheel spinning and you actually start making the kind of money that you really want. And so those are the big three things. But here's one last kind of warning about the whole thing. You can't just start with, you know, raising your prices and offering like maintenance plans or whatever to try to get the retainers in place. Like if you just jump to step three, like the business structure part, where you get the recurring revenue and the long relationships and blah, 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 all that stuff, but you don't do the other two things, you'll never be successful. You'll just price yourself out of the market. Like if you're out there saying the same words that everybody else is saying and you're charging more and people feel like locked into some sort of like a, you know, monthly agreement or something like that, nobody's going to say yes. Everybody says no to that, which is why, like if you've been out there trying to sell like hosting and plugin updates and WordPress maintenance and care packages and stuff like that, or even if you've been trying to sell things like prepaid hour packages where like I'll offer you 10 hours a month of my time, I normally charge $100 an hour, but if you buy it in this package, it's 85, you know, something like that. Everybody says no, you know, because you're jumping to that third step, that third shift, the business structure shift without addressing the other two. And that's why there's so much failure in that area. But when you put the three of those things together, you get the marketing, you get the lead generation, and you get the business structure. That's the ticket. That's like the golden ticket. That's what you're shooting for. because you have to, they're all intertwined. They all, you know, mix in together. And any one thing, if you just do one thing apart from the others, it doesn't really make a big difference. You have to do all three of those things. And so that's the solution. So if you're serious about your business, you want to make that transition, that's how you do it. That's how you make it. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, that sounds really good. How do I do it? I need some help doing it. That's the whole point of you and me maybe working together on all this kind of stuff. That's what I do. That's the whole point of Double Stack, is to help people who are serious about their businesses. They want to, you know, either scale the business they already have up further, or maybe take their side hustle and make it their dream job. That's the kind of shift you want to be making. And you're thinking, well, good grief, you know, I really need some help figuring out how to make that marketing shift. Like, how do I do that? Like, what does that look like? What are the details of that for the type of work that I want, the type of business and skills that I have? Like, what does that look like? That's the point of you and me talking about this. That's the point of Double Stack. That's what we work on together. And you might be thinking, well, you know, what about this lead generation thing? What, can we talk more about that? What does that look like? Well, let's get on the phone and talk about what that looks like for you, because it could look different from different people. Like, if you're trying to work with a local restaurant, that looks different from working with a chiropractor, which is different from a life coach or a health coach or a personal trainer. It's like, depending on who you want to be working with, the way that you start getting active and start getting on offense looks different, you know, for the different types of results that you might be offering for people. So let's get on the phone and talk about what that actually looks like for you in the context of your business and your interest and, you know, the people that you want to be working with. And then if you think, well, I need some help with my offers, and like, I need somebody to kind of look at proposals with me, and let's work on that together. And like, what, how can I do a structure for my proposals that's not so overwhelming, so I don't have to teach the services? Kind of like we were talking about in the marketing, like another really big problem people have is proposal structure. And it's like, how many pages do you need? What's the budget? And what are the technical details? And what are all this stuff? And it's not an engaging proposal. And the end result of those types of proposals, more times than not, is sounds great, let me think about it, or I'll get back to you later. Which of course means I'm not going to talk anymore. And there's like maybe a 10% chance or less that they actually hear back from you. And the next thing you know, you're in this situation where you're trying to follow up with everybody, and you become, you know, a try hard, needy kind of person, and there are people trying to avoid you. And, you know, that's no good. It feels bad on your side. It's no fun for anybody else. So why don't we get together and talk about, how do you write a proposal where most people say yes on the spot, on the first or second conversation? You know, that's the kind of situation that you really want. And so let's get on the phone and talk about it. That's the point of all of this stuff. And if you head over to doublestack.net/call, you can book a time with me where we can actually discuss all of this stuff and get your marketing dialed in and get your, you know, your lead generation. Like, how do you do that? And get your business structure dialed in. Like, all of these things together, how can we put all that stuff together in a way that's really going to let you take your job or your side hustle and turn that into a really rewarding, super fun dream job for you? So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my personal calendar. Pick a time that works really well for you, and then we'll talk about these things. And at the end of it, we'll come away with like those three things, you know, like the marketing, the lead generation, the business structure. And then if you find that, hey, you know, it sounds like something that I kind of want to work with you on in a way that we can kind of implement it into your business over the next, you know, 8 weeks or so. That's how long the Double Stack program is, an 8-week program. Like, if you want to kind of do that, we can talk about that. If you don't want that level of help, you just kind of want to talk through how all of this might work for you just in one conversation, well, that's fine too. So that's what the deal is. So like, if you're serious about the business, you want to make that kind of a shift, those are the three things that I strongly recommend that you consider, so that you stand out from what everybody else is doing. You kind of rise above the noise, you approach leads in a fresh way, and you actually get the business structure that you're really looking for, so that you have that sustainable job that you can really rely on. So head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time that works for you. Right after that, you'll see a little form, and you can, you know, tell me a little bit, you know, link to your website, what kind of business you have, you know, a little bit of history about yourself. So when we get on the call, I'll be like really prepared and ready to go. We'll pack that 45-minute conversation with a ton of awesome value. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time. And another thing, by the way, maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure if it's going to be tomorrow or Thursday. I think it's going to be tomorrow. I am going to come here and talk a little bit about Cart 66, which is our e-commerce platform. So that's going to be fun. I haven't done that yet before in this group. We've been here, I don't know, good grief, over a year, and I haven't mentioned Cart 66 yet. That's the e-commerce platform that I founded like over 10 years ago. And, But I've been getting a lot of questions about e-commerce and accepting payments and donations, and how do I actually sell some of this stuff to my clients? Like, what if I want to get a client on that $850 per month plan? Like, how do I collect the payments for that in an automated way that's easy? You know, like, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And the first conversation I'm going to have about Cart 66 is like, what's the difference between Cart 66 and WooCommerce and the other e-commerce platforms and stuff? Because the truth is, Cart 66 doesn't really compete with WooCommerce, because the intended audiences and the use case scenarios are so different for those two plugins. And so I wanted to kind of get in here and talk a little bit about that. So if you have any questions about e-commerce and you want to, you know, kind of jump into that conversation, definitely be part of that. I think it's probably going to be tomorrow, Wednesday at 2:00. And if it goes well, like, if people want to talk more about it, maybe we can kind of have that be more of a regular thing where we talk a little bit more about e-commerce as well as, you know, business development that we've got. So that's what we got planned. And if you have any questions, definitely leave a question here in the comments. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. And again, if you want to talk about your business, doublestack.net/call is the place to go to get on my personal calendar. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday at 2 p.m. for another one of our conversations right here. Don't forget, there is a podcast available if you want to take kind of get these on the go. We're available on Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify. And if you're listening on the podcast and you want to be part of these live conversations, you can jump into the Facebook group, Building High Value WordPress Sites. And there we go. Awesome, guys. And I will see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. High five for then. Boop. Take care.